位早安。
Good to see you.
很高兴又见到你们。
I know you already did it, but you guys have amazing choir, so let's give it up one more time.
感谢主赐给我们美丽的诗班。
Yeah, I think the members are amazing, but the conductor is even more amazing, right? Because she's doing a fantastic job, so thank you so much for that.
诗班员很棒，指挥更棒。
Yeah, I'm so blessed this morning. I don't think you need my message. Just go home. Right? They're just very, very
我们听完歌以后呢，其实就可以回家了。
Well, thank you so much. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in this room. Right?
父亲节快乐，祝每位父亲快乐。
Yeah, I'm told that Father's Day is one of the most uncelebrated holiday in the United States.
父亲节是最被忽视的节日。
Yeah, Mother's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all up there.
母亲节、圣诞节还有感恩节
，Yeah, that's not bad, right?
都庆祝。
Jesus, mothers, that's pretty good.
那这样很好啊，耶稣，然后母亲。
But depending on which survey you look at, Father's Day is number 20.
父亲节好像是第二十名。
Did you know Halloween comes before Father's Day?
你知道甚至万圣节都比父亲节还要受欢迎吗？
So zombies and ghosts are more popular than dads.
所以那些鬼魔都比父亲还要受欢迎。
So this morning I thought I'll just preach on Father's Day.
今天我们要谈父亲节。
Yeah, so happy Father's Day to every single one of you who are dads, who will be dads.
祝每位已经是父亲，将要做父亲的父亲节快乐。
Yeah, sometimes our dads go through and there's no one to say good job.
很多的时候做父亲的也很可怜，没有人跟他说你很棒。
Right. Sometimes ladies, they just complain.
他们的配偶总是抱怨。
Right? And then they go to the work and they complain.
然后呢，到工作的时候呢，也是得到抱怨。
There's no one in their life to say, hey, good job, I'm glad you're my husband.
从来没有人跟他们说呢，你做得很棒。
So maybe on this Father's Day, some of you can go home and go, I'm so glad you're my husband. I'm so glad you're my dad. There's no one like you.
所以姐妹们，也许你回家可以告诉你的配偶说，你是一个很棒的父亲。
Happy Father's Day once again.
再一次祝你们父亲节快乐。
I want to speak from Luke chapter 15.
今天我们看路加福音第十五章。
I'll just have Elder Paul read that for us.
Is it the whole chapter?
You can just read like first verse 11 through 24.
从十一节开始，浪子的比喻。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我，他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把那一切他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产。既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：‘父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。’于是起来往他父亲那里去。”相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配成为你的儿子。”父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛肚牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。”他们就快乐起来。
Last time I was here, I think I shared way too long.
上次我的讲道好像长了一点。
But I hope you are blessed.
可是我希望你得到祝福。
So I'm going to make it way too short today.
今天我要短一点。
So we'll be blessed. I mean, this story is such a familiar story for us.
这是一个很熟悉的故事。
Some of us have heard it in Sunday school, cell group, you know, youth group, Bible study. You heard this story before.
那个人在主日学里面，在茶几里面，在各样的场合，你都听到这个浪子的故事。
So everybody has to hear this story as if this is your first time hearing it.
所以今天我要求你们来听这个故事的时候，好像是你第一次听这个故事。
All right, tell yourself, this is my first time hearing it.
告诉你自己，这是我第一次。
All right, the story is that a father had two sons.
一个父亲有两个儿子。
Younger son came to his father one day and said, Dad, can I get my inheritance right now so I can go somewhere and live my own life?
小儿子来到父亲面前说，我可以得到我的遗产吗？我想要过自己的生活。
In this culture, to ask such a bold claim is to say, Dad, you're not dying soon enough. Can I get inheritance right now?
在那个的文化环境里面，一个儿子向父亲要遗产，好像说，你好像怎么还没死呢？我要我的那份。
And the dad in his grace says, okay, here it is, kid, go.
可是这个父亲他愿意分给他家产。
You don't see a dad who tried to stop his son from doing this?
你知道一个父亲他并没有啊停止他的儿子做这件事情。
You don't see a father who's begging him to stay home?
他并没有要求他留在家里面。
You see a father who understands that this experience he must go through.
这个父亲知道这个儿子必须经过这样的经历。
So the kid takes his backpack, puts his money in there, kicks the front door, and heads off to a distant land.
于是他把家产收起来，这个小儿子就离开家去了。
He says, good riddance, I'm going to live the way I want to live my life.
我知道怎么样过我的生活，我要那样子过我的生活。
So in this distant land, he spends his money. He parties, he wears nice clothes, Lululemon, I guess. You know, I mean, he's doing everything he can to live up the good life.
在那遥远的地方，他就浪费资产，过他想要过的生活。
But then one day, the stocks crash and the life is no longer good.
有一天他的股票垮了，他没有办法再继续那样的生活。
His pocket is empty, his friends are gone, his money is gone, his food is gone, his house is gone, he is broke.
他口袋空空，朋友也走了，他什么都没有。
So he's broke, he's broken, he's breaking, and he ends up sleeping and living with the pigs.
他钱财没有了，他的心也破碎了，他最后呢，在留在一个流浪的地方。
We look at this story and it's so easy to go, oh, what a bad kid. But be honest, we've been there, right?
我们很容易说这是一个坏的孩子，可是你想一想，我们好像也曾经那样。
Maybe some of us are still there. If I only had that, if I only had this, my life is going to be amazing.
我们曾经想过，如果我有这个，我有那个，那么我就舒服了。
Singles are thinking, if I only marry, my life is going to be perfect.
有人单身的人说，只要我结婚，我就满足了。
And then they get married and go, what happened?
结婚了以后呢？
Because marriage is hard, isn't it?
好像婚姻也很困难。
It's not as easy to love like the Bible tells us to love.
好像学习爱并不是一件容易的事情。
Like I told you before, I love my wife, but there are days where I don't like her.
我爱我的太太，可是有一些天我好像也不是那么爱。
Because every party has to come to a stop at some point.
每一个夜乐好像总是有结束的时候。
And when the party hits and you're not ready, it's going to be a tough life for you.
如果结束的时候你还没有准备好，那你会很辛苦。
That's why I've been telling the young people previous worship, if you would do what you need to do now, you get to do what you want to do later.
如果你现在就下功夫的话，你以后就可以啊、心满意足。
But if you do what you want to do now, then life will ask for you to do what you need to do later.
如果你现在随心所欲，那你以后就要亡羊补牢了。
And for this kid,He did what he wanted, and now he's paying and doing what he needs to do in life.
这个孩子呢，他现在随心所欲，以后呢，他就遭到苦难。
I learned that from a guy named Jim Rohn, and I remember hearing that, it just put a light in my mind.
我突然想到一个人。
If you could, and he also said this, if you could, and you can, and you don't, that's a disaster.
这个人说过，少壮不努力，老大徒伤悲。
And there are a lot of people who can, who could, and who can, and they don't.
如果我们少壮的时候不努力
，in life, in physically and spiritually,
不但是在我们的生活里面，而且在我们的灵性上面。
So they end up living in poverty in a pigsty.
最后我们可能是徒伤悲。
When my kids were young, guess what they wanted for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
当我孩子年轻的时候，他们想吃什么呢？
Just guess, what do you think they did? Do you think they wanted vegetables, broccoli?
你想他们想吃青菜吗？想吃芥蓝吗？
What do you think they wanted?
他们想吃
McDonald's, that's one of them.
麦当劳。
And we were bad parents, so we actually bought that.
我是一个不好的父亲，所以我给他带他们到麦当劳去。
But they wanted ice cream for breakfast, ice cream for lunch, and ice cream for dinner.
他们希望每三餐每餐都有
What if me as a father allow that? What would happen to my kids?
如果我答应他们，他们会怎么样呢？
They'll be bigger than me, that's for sure.
他们就会变得很肥胖。
But I have to teach them. These are things you need to do so you get to do what you want to do later.
所以呢，我们要年轻的时候呢，要下功夫，所以我们年老的时候呢，我们可以享受。
And sometimes God does that with us.
有时候上帝也是这样带领我们。
Maybe some of you have been there where you wake up in the morning and you thought, how did I get here?
有时候我们早晨起来想，我怎么会有这样的光景呢？
And you think about the opportunities lost, relationships broken, the pain that you've caused.
想到一些我们浪费的机会，我们有一些荒废的一些关系。
And all of a sudden you realize you're far from home, physically and spiritually.
突然好像觉得和我的家，我的灵的家，灵里面的家好像很遥远。
In the story, this young kid wakes up in the morning, and the Bible tells us that he realized at the rock bottom.
有一天他醒悟过来，这个年轻人，然后他知道他正在活在最糟糕的时候。
He's far from home, he's covered in pig muck, and he had enough with this life.
他离家非常的远，他在猪圈里面，这是一个非常潦倒的时候。
Here's a kid who didn't do what needed to be done, and he just did what he wanted to, and ends up in a pigsty.
这就是一个随心所欲的人，今天在猪圈里面。
And in that moment, the Bible says he came to himself.
然后，这圣经告诉我们说，他醒悟过来。
He came to his senses. He realized. He woke up from his nightmare.
他从他的梦里面醒过来。
And he said, "This is not the life I wanted."
他说，这不是我所要的。
I need to go back to my father's house.
我需要回到我父亲的家。
He thinks that he messed up so much when he goes to his father's house, he can't tell him, I'm your son. He says to his mind, I can't be your son, make me your slave.
他想着我不再配得做你的儿子，让我成为你的一个雇工。
Because he realized that the slaves in his father's house are treated better than he is. They eat, they got roof over their head, and they have a good family, and his father treats them well.
因为他想到他家里面的雇工有饭吃，有房子住。
So he decides to go back, the party's over.
所以他决定要回家。
But in the real story, the party is just starting.
可是在真正的故事里面，我们知道那个欢乐才要刚刚的开始。
The Bible tells us that as he was approaching his father's house, the father ran to him and gave him a hug.
圣经告诉我们，当他远远的时候，他的父亲就奔向他。
He gave him a kiss and a new clothes and a sandal.
他紧紧的与他亲嘴，然后又给他衣服，又给他鞋子穿。
The son tried to say, hey, dad, don't call me a son. I want to be your slave. But the father doesn't give him a chance to do that.
儿子本来想跟他说，我不配做你的儿子，可是父亲连让他说话的机会都没有。
The father says, hey, bring the fine robe. He is my son. Give him that authority.
父亲说，把那上好的裤子带来，给他披上。他是我的儿子。
The father says, bring the ring, the Tiffany ring. Put it on him.
把那最好的戒指给他戴上。
Hey, slaves wear nothing, but my son, he will wear a sandal. Give him the sandal.
雇工是不能够穿鞋子的，可是他是我的儿子，我要给他穿上鞋子。
And the father says, welcome home.
父亲说，我接受你。
And he says, it's time to party.
然后我们要开始欢乐。
See, I think that's why Christians should not be so sad and serious all the time.
我觉得基督徒呢，不应该是每天愁眉苦脸的。
When I read the Bible, there's so much partying, so much joy going on.
因为圣经常常告诉我们这些欢乐的事情。
But when I look at Christians, they're so serious.
可是我们有时候太严肃。
Someone said this, if people who take themselves too seriously, they don't take God seriously enough.
如果你太严肃的话呢，你可能对生命的认识就不够了。
But people who take God seriously, they don't take themselves too seriously.
而你对神就不够认识，如果你对神认识的话呢，你就不会把自己看得那么严肃。
You see, this story is not about a bad son.
这不是一个关于坏儿子的故事。
The word prodigal actually means lavish.
浪子这个浪呢，其实是代表奢华的意思。
It's a lavish of the father's love here.
这个父亲对他儿子的爱呢，是非常的奢华的。
It's the kind of love that God has for each one of us.
上帝爱我们就是这样。
No matter where you've been, what you have done, He's waiting with an open arm to receive us.
不管你是什么样的人，做过什么样的事情，他总是这样子的接受我们。
There are four prodigals in this story.
在这故事里面，其实有四个浪子。
And we're just looking at one of them today, but maybe someday I get to share the other ones too.
今天我们看到的一个浪子，也许有一天我们可以看到别的。
There's the first prodigal, the guy who went out and sold every, just squandered all the wealth and found himself in pigsty. That's one prodigal.
我们都看到这个放荡的儿子。
The other prodigal is the older brother. He's the different kind of prodigal. He holds on to forgiveness. He clinches on to bitterness. And he doesn't know how to embrace. He can't see the big picture.
另外一个我们看到的是那个大儿子，家里面的浪子。他所看到的只是他自己心里面的那些苦毒，他没有办法饶恕他的弟弟。
The older brother creates a self-righteousness cage and he's trapped in there.
他自己盖了一个监狱，把他放在他的苦毒里面。
And then there's a third prodigal, in the good sense, is the father.
然后第三个比较，我们刚讲到这个浪这个字，放荡的人呢，是这个父亲。
He lavishly showers love and forgiveness for this kid who doesn't deserve it.
他的爱是如此的奢华，甚至在这个不值得的儿子身上。
He gives dignity to this kid who didn't have any.
他把这个在潦倒的时候，却把尊荣给他的儿子。
And then lastly, of course, is the one who's telling this story is Jesus himself.
最后一个呢，是这个讲故事的人，就是耶稣本身。
Remember, Jesus is surrounded by Pharisees and Sadducees and lawyers and scribes who are self-righteous.
那时候耶稣旁边有法利赛人，有撒都该人，有文士。
And he's basically saying, hey, you guys are on the wrong side of love.
然后呢，那些文士呢，都指责他说，为什么你跟罪人在一起？
You know what a mature Christian and immature Christian looks like?
你知道一个成熟的基督徒跟一个不成熟的基督徒之间的区别吗？
There are a lot of aspects that we can see to determine that, but one of the aspects is forgiveness.
饶恕是其中的区别。
What do normal people do when somebody sins?
一个人犯罪了，一般人会怎么看他呢？
Normal people out there, these are just normal people, and when somebody sins, what do? They go, how can you do that?
一般人会说，你怎么能够做这样的事情？
And if that person's a Christian, how can a Christian do that?
如果犯罪人是一个基督徒的话，更会被议论。
And that person's an elder or a pastor, oh my gosh, it's on the front page of newspaper.
如果是犯罪的人是牧师或长老的话呢，更会在报章的杂志上面头条。
But when they do exact same thing, what do they say?
可是当他们自己犯罪的话呢？
I'm only human, everybody makes mistakes.
我只是一个普通的人，每一个人都犯罪。
They go hard on others and soft on themselves.
他们对别人苛刻，对自己宽容。
It doesn't matter how long you go to church or how many messages you hear. A lot of immature people remain here.
不管一个教会有多悠久的历史，总是有很多不成熟的基督徒。
You know what a mature Christian do? Christians do?
你知道一个成熟的基督徒
？When somebody sins, they go next to them and go, you know what? Anyone can do this. Everybody makes mistakes.God loves you. Confess. Let's pray and start again.
他会对一个犯罪的人说，每个人都是罪人，让我们一起祷告，让上帝的爱遮蔽我们。
But when they do the same thing, they go, how can I do that? I've known Jesus for 20 years.
当他们自己犯罪的时候，他会说，我自己怎么沦落到这样子呢？我已经认识主20年了。
They're gracious towards others and disciplined to themselves.
他们对别人蛮有恩情，对自己是比较严谨的。
That's maturity.
这就是成熟。
Right? The kid returns home. He's a mess.
这个浪子回到家，他完全的潦倒。
And the father comes running out and embracing and loving him.
而这个父亲却张开手拥抱着他。
It is undignified for the father to run like this.
你想想看，一个年迈的父亲这样子跑。他的尊荣在哪里？
I've seen a lot of historical Korean shows and Chinese shows. And when you are a dignified figure, you don't run like this.
你们知道在韩剧里面，如果你看到一个高贵的人，他是不会这样子跑着的。
Unless you're watching a kung fu movie.
除非你在一个功夫的电影里面。
So, but this father doesn't care. His son is back.
可是这个父亲他却义无反顾地这样跑去。
Come on, guys, my son is back.
我的儿子回来了。
Let's party. This is my son. He's finally back.
我们要又吃又喝来庆祝。
Father's been waiting for him day after day.
因为他每天日夜的等待这个儿子。
And the Bible tells us while the son is far away, the father ran to him.
在远远的时候，这个父亲就跑向他。
He gave no lecture, no screaming, no yelling. just embracing.
他没有对他指责，只有拥抱。
Now there are appropriate times for disciplining and helping our kids to go the right way.
当然，做父亲的有时候我们必须要必须要管教我们的儿女。
But this is the moment to let the son know, I love you, son.
可是在这个时候要把爱彰显出来。
And we got to learn that timing from our Father in heaven.
我们可以和上帝学习这方面。
About 20 years ago, when I used to do youth ministry, there was this one beautiful girl.
在二十年前呢，我认识在教会里面认识这么一位漂亮的女孩。
Straight A student, and then one quarter she got 1B and all A's.
她是一个每一科都是得 A 的，只有一科呢得到 B。
Her dad came home and ripped the phone line out. This is when internet was LAN, right? Ripped the phone line out and chewed her out for hours.
他的爸爸知道以后把电话线扯断，然后骂他的女儿。
Then you know what happened to her? She went out, found a guy, and got pregnant.
他的女儿最后跑出去，跑离家，然后跟另外一个男孩，然后就怀孕了。
Because she was looking for a dad figure in her life. And she didn't have a good model at home.
因为她在找一个父亲爱她的父亲，她找在家里面没有找到。
If you're a father, and I know a lot of us, you know, kids are already grown up and everything, but boy, we got great responsibilities, don't we?
如果你是个父亲，你有很大的责任。
I'm so careful. I gotta love my wife a certain way and treat my daughter a certain way, so when she finds a guy who's a jerk, she can recognize.
我对我女儿，我必须要知道怎么样子，用什么样的态度对待她。以后呢，她再找到男人的时候，她才能够找到应该找到的男人。
That's our responsibility as dads.
这就是我们父亲的责任。
So if you're a father and you have kids, love your wife like crazy.
如果你是一个父亲，有孩子的父亲，那么你要用以爱来相待。
You're a father and you have a daughter, you gotta love that daughter like crazy.
如果你有个女儿，你要宠爱她。
So she can recognize a bad boy when she encounters one.
所以她才知道什么样的男人是值得她爱的。
How about the son? I just leave them alone.
如果是儿子呢，那就另当别论。
They get more of my lecture than my daughter.
我对于儿子是比较严厉一点。
But that's what we see in the Bible. It's a God who loves and lavishes and knows when to discipline and when to love.
上帝就是这样子义无反顾地爱我们。
And the Bible calls us to be like that dad.
上帝也要我们这样爱我们的儿女。
You know, honestly, every family has a good kid and a bad kid, right?
每个家都有乖宝宝，都有浪子。
I mean, if you have more than one kid, you got a good one and a bad one.
如果你有几个孩子，你就会发现这是事实。
How many of you say that you're the good kid?
我们有没有乖宝宝在中间
？Really? No one?
没有乖宝宝。
How many of you say you're the bad kid?
有没有浪子
？All right, that's why church is so hard. Too many bad kids here. All right? No, that's not what I mean. But what happens is that when the bad kid just acting out and giving worries to the parent.What does the good kid do? He tries his best to make his dad and mom proud.
有时候在家里面，如果有一个坏孩子比较不好的话，那另外一个孩子就会试着去更好。
The good kid goes out and gets straight A and serves and does everything he or she possibly can, so the mom and dad can kind of erase their worries from the bad kid and be proud of him.
所以通常呢，都有一个好孩子呢，他会好成绩，表现的优良，然后呢，爸爸妈妈呢。好像在他的身上得到一些安慰。
But what actually happens is that all the focus of mom and dad is on the bad kid, and the good kid is almost invisible and neglected.
可是有时候呢，反而是那个不好的孩子呢，得到父母的他们的关心，反而那个好乖宝宝呢，好像父母当作理所当然的。
And the good kid goes, "This is not fair. I'm doing everything I can. Why am I invisible in my family?"
所以乖宝宝就想说，为什么会是这样子呢？为什么爸爸妈妈反而不注意我呢
？But is there really good kids in Christian world？
真的有这样的乖宝宝吗
？We might never have stolen a car or robbed a bank or done things like that. There are a lot of folks in prison who have done that.
我们可能没有偷过车子，没有抢过银行。
And yet the Bible says that if they receive Jesus Christ into their life as a Lord and Savior, they too will be welcome home.
那些偷车抢银行的人，他们只要回到耶稣的面前，他们就可以被接受。
Now that might not seem fair, except the fact that the Bible says each one of us were the wild kids.
好像听起来不公平，可是真正的在圣经里面说的是，我们其实每一个人都是罪人。
And Bible tells us this morning to all of us, come home.
今天圣经要告诉我们的是，每一个人回家吧。
Maybe some of us have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you're coming to this church again and again this morning. God is saying it's time to come home.
如果你现在还不是基督徒，今天上帝要跟你说，回家吧。
Or maybe for some of us, we've been coming to church and you have accepted Jesus, but somewhere along the line, your heart has grown cold, and the Lord says, "Come on home."
如果你已经是基督徒，可是你的心冷了，上帝也跟你说，再回家吧。
Because this entire chapter opens up with a dilemma.
在路加福音十五章其实是有一个啊窘境的。
And you find it in verse 1 and 2.
在第一节第二节他讲说众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭。
Something interesting has happened here. Wherever Jesus goes, people who are tax collectors outside of society and hated by people were liking to hang out with Jesus.
很奇怪，在耶稣所到之处，总是税吏和罪人愿意亲近他。
The prostitutes and the tax collectors who were hated by society were attracted to Jesus.
那些有罪的女人，那些这个社会所摒弃的，都来到耶稣面前。
But somewhere along the line, we've kind of missed that, because today, how do people view Christians?
你就想想看，今天这个社会是怎么看基督徒。
I tell you what, when I go out and share the gospel, a lot of people view Christians as holier than thou, judgmental, condemning.
今天的基督徒好像是我比你更神圣，我比你更有义，我要批判你。
Instead of saying, let's hang out, they say, hey, you go do your thing, I'll do my thing.
结果呢，别人呢就很难够亲近我们这些基督徒。
Someone says, "Show me your redeemed life, and I might be interested in your redeemer."
基督徒会说啊，别人会说呢，让你的重生的生命给我看，那我就会想要接受你那拯救你的人。
But it wasn't that way with Jesus.
可是主耶稣不是这样。
When Jesus came around, the sinners said, "Hey guys, did you hear Jesus is in the town? Let's go." Let's go hang out with him.
当耶稣来到一个地方的时候，那地方的罪人就说：“我们要去找他。”
They didn't feel judged or condemned. They felt loved.
他们不认为他们受批判，他们认为他们可以找到爱。
That doesn't mean Jesus didn't correct them.
不见得说耶稣就没有指责他们。
Do you remember the adulterous woman?
你还记得那个邪淫的女人吗？
She was placed before Jesus, and Jesus at the end says, "Has anyone condemned you?"
他被抓到耶稣的面前，最后耶稣问他说：“有人控告你吗？”
And then Jesus says, "I don't condemn you either."
耶稣说：“我也不控告你。”
But that's where people like to end it. But Jesus also says, "Go and sin no more."
还记得耶稣最后又说吗？去吧，以后不要再犯罪了。
Jesus embraced people, but also disciplined them so they do not fall into a wayward life.
在他拥抱的同时，他也叫他们不要再犯罪。
He told the truth with love.
他把爱里面的真实带给你。
Today we live in a crazy society, aren't we?
我们今天的社会，我们今天的文化有点问题。
We have people who can't tell what a man is or what a woman is. A crazy world.
我们男人女人都分不太出来了。
But we have to deal with that as Christians.
可是这是在我们身旁发生的事情。
We have a country that aborts 1 million babies a year.
我们在这个国家呢，有每年有100万个堕胎。
And there are Christians who says, "Why? It's my body. I can do whatever I want with it."
有些基督徒呢，他也认为说堕胎也没什么。
The Bible says, "You're not your body." Bible purchased it. You were purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. You belong to Him. Now honor Him with your body.
圣经告诉我们说，我的身体，你的身体不是你的，是属于上帝的。
Does it mean we hate people who have done this? Of course not. We love them, and we introduce them to the one who will forgive them and embrace them into.
所以我们不要去恨恶这些人，我们要去拥抱他们。
But we do need to tell the truth.
我们还要把 真理告诉他们。
We live in a culture where Christians are saying homosexuality is okay.
我们现在的文化呢，连基督徒也说呢，同性恋是可以
的。Well, Bible tells us it's not.
可是圣经不是这样说的。
Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of it.
因为有索多玛，有俄摩拉的事情。
One of the greatest chapters in the New Testament is the book of Romans.
在我罗马书告诉我们。
The first chapter deals with this.
罗马书第一章就告诉我们。
Does that mean we hate them? Of course not. We love them, but we don't have to condone the activity of homosexuality.
当然我们不会恨恶那些罪人，可是我们要让他们跟罪恶远离。
Now, how many of you are feeling uncomfortable as I talk about this?
在我们我在讲这件事情的时候，你觉得如何呢？
Because this is something we want to avoid.
通常我们愿意去远离这样的题目。
But the society doesn't allow us to avoid. We have to deal with that.
可是今天的这样的社会，它把这些问题冲击在我们的面前。
Sex before marriage is prevalent nowadays.
婚前的性行为现在是到处都是。
But Bible says that is for married couple and within the fence of marriage.
圣经却告诉我们说，那是属于已经结婚的。
I had a couple who come to me and they were living together.
我有碰到这样的年轻人，他们已经同居在一起。
And then they told me they're living together, and I said, hey, if you want me to marry you, this is what you need to do. You need to go to your parents' house until you're married.
然后他们在婚前辅导的时候，我也告诉他们说，你们不能够同居在一起，必须跟你们的父母住在一起。
The economy, I have to pay the rent, she has to pay the rent, doesn't matter.
他们会说，我们是因为要省点房租的关系。
And bless God that they agreed with me.
感谢主，他们愿意接受我的辅导。
And then I got to marry them.
我就可以成为他们的证婚牧师。
And they're doing great.
这样子很好。
What I used to do youth ministry, a youth kid would come and say, Pastor Sam, as they're dating some other girl or guy, they're like, how far is too far?
有一些年轻人会跑来跟我说，邢牧师，我们两个在相处的时候，到底是什么样子才是越过红线呢？
Any of your kids ask that, they're dating, they go, Mom, Dad, how far is too far?
爸爸妈妈，红线在哪里呢？
And I'll look at that kid and go, "You're asking me that question. You went too far."
如果你在问我这个问题的时候，你可能已经超过红线了。
Why do we always play at the edge? We're just playing around at the edge, so that if we mess up, we just fall off the cliff.
如果你一直在悬崖边行走的话，你有可能就掉下去了。
So I told the kid, "Here is the boundary. Play here. So when you make mistake, you end up here and not here."
所以我总是跟那些年轻人说，你如果那个是红线的话，你要离红线远远的。
That's true in everything we do as Christians.
我们今天基督徒的属灵就是这样。
There are boundaries to how we do business, where we work, and what we do, and we want to play in the middle so that when we make a mistake, we don't fall off the cliff.
所以我们在工作上面，我们在家庭里面，我们所做所为的都要离开那个边缘很远。
This young kid went out and he was playing off the edge, and then he fell off.
所以呢，我们有这个年轻人呢，他掉到深渊里面。
Most people in the world will say, "Well, that's too bad. Right? Goodbye. I'm going to find somebody else." But not the father. He says, "No, you never fall off in my house. Come back."
这位父亲呢，却说没有关系，你可以回来，你总是会被接受。
Luke chapter 15 is all about that, right? The first story is about a man who had 100 sheep and lost one, and he goes after that one.
在路加福音十五章里面，第一个比喻是那一百只羊的比喻。
I asked a new believer this: What if you were the shepherd? What would you do?
如果你有一百只羊，其中一只羊走丢了，你会怎么做
？You got 99 and lost one. What would you do? And he said, "Well, I got 99. That's good profit. Leave the one wherever it goes."
很多人说我还有99只羊，那丢失的一只没有关系。
See, that's not a good Christian heart, is it?
基督徒不应该是这样。
The Bible says, "Go after that one."
圣经告诉我们说要去寻找那迷失的羊。
The second story is about a woman who lost a coin and looked all over her house, and then she found it and she celebrates.
第二个是失钱的比喻，有十块钱失落了一块，然后她找到了，也是欢欢喜喜。
Is that one that God is seeking?
因为是那个失去的上帝在寻找。
Who is the one in your life that God wants you to seek?
在你的生命里面有那必须被寻找到的人吗？
Because the Bible says if you seek, you'll find it.
如果你寻找他，你可以找到。
And maybe you are the Bible they need to read so they can love the Redeemer.
所以呢，也许呢，你就是那个人，让他们认识救世主的人。
Maybe for some of us, it's not even seeking that one. Maybe you are that one.
也许你是那个迷失的人。
And the Bible says, "Come on home."
圣经说，来吧。
There's that word in that text called distant country.
在这里面呢，我们看到在浪子的比喻里面呢，有一个说是他遥远的去远方去了。
That place that we're looking for, maybe it's a new job, maybe it's a new business venture, maybe it's a new relationship, that distant country that some of us really, really want right now.
有时候呢，我们特别的向往这个远方。
The Bible says, hey, don't fall for that.
圣经说你要小心。
Jesus says, don't fall for that.
你要小心。
All that you need is in the Father's house, not in the distant country.
你要住在你父亲的家里面，而并不是去向往远方。
And if you're here this morning, God wants you to hear that.
如果你今天在这里，我要告诉你这句话。
Because the Bible says God has your name inscribed in His hands.
因为圣经告诉我们说，上帝把你的名字都刻在他的手心上。
And He remembers you and loves you and cares for you.
他记得你，他知道你，他爱你。
And if He was willing to give up His Son for you, what would He hold on to bless you?
他把他的独生爱子都赐给了你。
How many of you will give up your child for your neighbor's kid?
我们有多少人能够把我们的爱子献出来呢？
Anybody?
有人吗？
Nobody, right?
没有人可以这样做。
You know what we call that? We call that normal.
这就是人之常情。
You wouldn't give up your child for your neighbor's kid?
你永远不会为你的把你的儿子跟别人的儿子交换。
You'd rather die for your kid and have him die for you.
你宁愿牺牲你的生命为你的孩子。
Moms, how many of you will die for your kid?
有多少母亲会为自己的儿子牺牲生命？
Every hand goes up. This is not a trick question. Dads, how many of you die for your kids? No hand? That's a problem. Right? No, only father and mother would raise their hand. Who else? Not that many.
我们做父母的是这么的爱的我们的孩子。
And yet this God, the Father we have, gave up His Son for you.
我们的天父就是这样。
No, life always seems greener on the other side.
远方总是看起来更美。
We know why it's greener on the other side? Because they water it.
因为那边呢总是有青草地。
Maybe God is calling you to water your area today.
也许呢，你也应该把你的院子呢弄得青青绿绿的。
Do what you need to do, my friend, so that God can give you what you want.
你今天就要下功夫，所以以后呢，上帝就祝福你。
Maybe some of us thinking you don't understand, Pastor Sam. You don't know what I've done, what I've said, where I've been.
也许你说你啊，谢牧师，你今天讲的都是你也不知道我的情形。
And the reality is, I don't know.
是我是不知道。
But God does, and He still wants you home.
可是上帝知道。
So if you're feeling lost and you don't know what's going on, this is one thing that I do want to tell you this morning, is that God loves you and He loves you so much, He gave His Son to die on the cross for you.
如果你今天迷失了，你要知道上帝是如此的爱你，他要寻找你，把你带回家里。
So that whosoever believes in Jesus will have eternal life.
他要把永生的生命赐给你。
And that's the good news.
这是他要你知道。
You know, preparing for this message, I went into my files and looked at the memorial video I created for my dad.
我在准备这个信息的时候呢，我又回去看我父亲的他的追思礼拜的影片。
It's been 6 years that he passed away.
他是六年前离开的。
Boy, time flies.
时间过得真快。
And then I realized, man, I live longer than I have left to live.
You live longer than...
I have already lived longer than what I have left to live. I don't have that much time to live, is what I'm trying to say.
我的活着的日子应该是不是太多。What is it? Oh, half? Did you say half?
Is this a discussion now, not a sermon? You know what? All of us are going to die one day. But I remember my dad. He loved our family and he loved God.
我记得我的母亲和父亲，他就是一个爱神的人。
He shaped my faith.
我的信心是他帮我建造的。
Just like many of you, he had a daunting task before him.
好像每一个人，我们在神面前都有一个他所交给我们的工作。
Yeah, immigrant life was not easy on him.
他是一个移民。
He came to a nation that he didn't speak language, understood language, write language. He was like a blind mute.
当他来到这个国家的时候，他不懂得英文。
But what fueled him was two greatest love he had was God and the family.
可是他带着上帝的爱来到这个国家。
I remember when he was on his bed in the hospital, and the doctors told us the inevitable will happen soon, so gather your family.
我记得在最后在医院的日子里面。
So we gathered our family and we sang him his favorite hymn.
我们家人围绕着他，唱他所喜爱的圣诗。
Yeah, the hymn was, What a friend we have in Jesus.
耶稣恩友。
All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. You know this song, right?
耶稣恩友。
Yeah. Let's sing the chorus together, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. What peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And something amazing happened at that moment. His skin became like a baby skin.
最后我们看到他的皮肤好像一个好像一个婴孩一样。
So we called the doctor in because we thought he's going to recover.
所以我们把医生叫进来。
And the doctor said no.
医生说不是。
And few hours later he passed away.
几个钟头以后他就离开了。
And I could hear in my own head, I think Jesus Christ received him. And if I can hear it, I think he will say, My good and faithful servant, come into the joy of thy master.
我可以想象上帝就是这样子接纳了他，然后说你这又忠心又良善的仆人，我喜悦你。
That brings us to you and I today.
所以今天我们在一起。
My friends, do you have a home to return to?
朋友们，你有家可归吗？
If the answer is not a resounding yes, then know this. Jesus is calling you to himself.
如果你不确定的话，你要知道耶稣在叫你回家。
There's so many people out there who has no home to return to when their life here is done.
今天在外面有很多的人，他们是无家可归的。
But if you know Jesus, there's a home that's been prepared for 2,000 years.
可是接受耶稣的人，他是有家可以去。
You've been to Yosemite, amazing scene created in 6 days.
你知道呢？我们所看到的优胜美地这么的美丽，是六天所造成的。
But God's been preparing your home for 2,000 years.
上帝主耶稣来到我世上已经2000年了，他一直在准备我们的家。
Just imagine how amazing that place is.
你可以想象那是多美的家乡。
So amazing, Apostle Paul went there, came back, and said, "The words cannot describe what I saw there."
当保罗到第三层天，然后又下来的时候，他说无法可以描述的美丽。
And the scripture says, God wants you home one day.
我们的圣经告诉我们说，上帝要我们与他在他的家里面。
And some of us who are believers and have kind of veered away from the Lord a little bit, time to come home.
如果你今天还没有信主，或者是你已经走偏了，你要回家。
You say, Pastor Sam, how do I do that?
怎么回家？
That's why Pastor Jude's here and Elder Paul's here.
我们有牧师，有长老。
Go ask them. They'll tell you.
跟他们一起讨论，分享。
And I also heard that GCC has Alpha class.
我们也有那启发的课程。
Where you can learn about this father who calls you home.
你可以在启发的课程里面更认识这位主。
Don't wait, my friends, because our life is so short.
你不要等待，因为我们的生命就是这么的短暂。
Right?It's been 12 years since I've been here.
我来到这个教会侍奉已经12年了。
Can you believe that?
很难想象。
I looked at, because you know, this is the kind of person I looked at the first picture I took with Jonathan, Elder Jonathan.
我看到我和孙长老一起照的照片。
12 years ago.
12年前的照片。
to my surprise, he had hair.
那时候孙长老还有头发。
But he has changed. 12 years does number on you.
十二年后当然就看起来不一样了。
And I have changed because 12 years does number on me.
我也看起来不一样。
And one day I'll return home.
有一天我也要回家。
And I will long to see every one of you there.
我希望在那里我们每一个人都能够再相见。
And there I won't need a translator.
在那里也不再需要我在这边翻译。
There we can speak language freely and understand each other.
我们可以完全地了解彼此。
There, Elder Chen will not say you don't look too good from the side.
我那时候陈长老 doesn't what?
From the side. There, Elder Chen will not say, Pastor Sam, you're too fat.
Did you say that, Elder Chen?
Not exactly, not in that word, but that's how I heard it.
那时候我就是一个风度翩翩的英俊小生。
I'll be as healthy as Elder Paul. Are you not going to translate that?
那时候大家都会很帅很漂亮。
And I'm gonna be as handsome as Elder Paul. You gotta translate that. You're a translator.
Thank you. I'm all the words.
And there we get to celebrate and love our Lord Jesus Christ together. Amen.
在那里我们要和我们的主一起庆祝，一起彼此的相爱。
Happy Father's Day, my friends. Let's pray.
父亲节快乐，让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for being this amazing Father that each one of us can emulate. And Father, we long to love like you and forgive like you. And we long to see this family here on earth to be the reflection of that love. Father, we are broken people coming together in the perfection of Jesus. And there, instead of pointing finger, instead of highlighting what we're doing wrong, Father, help us to see what we're doing right and encourage us to be like Jesus, Lord. This family here is so beautiful. You die for it. May we cherish it. May we love it. As you love this church. And every single father here, sometimes they're not recognized. They go through the day, come home, go to work, no one to encourage them. But today, Lord, you are encouraging them. You have placed them here on earth to love and care for their family, especially their wife. So, Father, may that reality made more and more beautiful before you. And Jesus, we thank you so much for dying on the cross. May we die for and to each other, that we glorify you through and through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.